Hello, and welcome to the IWJ Talk podcast series. In this series, we will bring you international perspectives on the clinical, research, geographical, and stakeholder perspectives in wound care and introduce you to wound care experts from around the world. The information provided is appropriate for the whole wound care team, so make our podcast part of your regular routine and share them with colleagues. Spread the word. I'm your host, Douglas Queen, the editor for the International Wound Journal. Thank you for tuning in and joining us on today's podcast, where we'll be hearing from Dr. Miriam Botros, the CEO of Wounds Canada, on the subject of wound care within Canada. Miriam is a very familiar face in wound care and has played an important role in the development of wound care within Canada and globally. Stay tuned as we hear from Miriam about wound care within Canada. Welcome, Miriam. Let me start our conversation by asking you a few questions. How has wound care evolved in Canada?
Thank you, Doug, for this opportunity to be here with you. And certainly, as you know, wounds are underappreciated condition almost anywhere in the world. Fortunately, wound care in Canada has evolved over the last years, and people are starting to recognize how big an issue it is. There are three main changes that I'd like today to focus on what happened. I think overall we see increased awareness. There is now a greater awareness within the healthcare sector regarding the burden of wounds. This awareness includes understanding the high prevalence of hard to heal wounds and its impact on patients' quality of life and associated healthcare costs. Healthcare professionals and policymakers are becoming more cognizant of the importance of effective wound prevention and management strategies, though there is still a lot to be done and a lot of work to be carried on in this area. Recognition of expertise is another area I'd like to focus on. There is a growing recognition of the value of wound care expertise in Canada. Specialized and wound care professionals, including nurses, chiropodists, podiatrists, and other allied health clinicians, are increasingly, their role is getting acknowledged and their critical role in patient care is more appreciated. This recognition has certainly led to more targeted education and training programs to build this skilled workforce capable of addressing some of the hard to heal wounds and complex needs of wound care. We also have within Canada a well-established market. The Canadian wound care market has become well-established with a wide range of products, technologies, and services available to support wound management as compared to other geographies. The improvements in these areas have resulted in Canada being better positioned to improve patient outcomes and reduce the overall burden on our healthcare systems, which is 14 systems within the country that all need to be addressed. So certainly these areas, we've been noticing a change in it and a growing evolution in this area.
Yeah, thank you. So tell our listeners about Wounds Canada.
Thank you. So Douglas, Wounds Canada is a health charity that was founded in 1995. Our mission is to advocate for best practices in wound prevention and management to ensure all Canadians have the best chance for a more healthy, productive life. We specialize in providing essential wound-related information and training, aiming to reduce the occurrences of life-altering wounds and ensure those affected by wounds receive the best care that they need.
Thank you. And what's the role of Wounds Canada in the Canadian wound care space?
Wounds Canada plays a pivotal role in Canadian wound care landscape. The organization strives to mitigate the broader impact of wounds on families, communities, and our healthcare system. We offer a comprehensive range of resources, many of which are free to download, as you know. We also do a lot of advocacy activities, educational programs, and events. We support a diverse network that includes patients, families, healthcare professionals, researchers, policymakers, and sector leaders nationwide through our website, social media events, and other programming. We advocate to governments and agencies for the implementation of best practice and standardization to support equitable care for all Canadians.
Thank you. And what challenges do you see in Canada in respect of managing patients with wounds?
So certainly, as in many geographies, we have our share of challenges. One of the primary challenges we face with wound care is advancing its priority within the various healthcare systems across the country. Despite the significant impact of wounds on patients in healthcare systems, there is often a lack of recognition of the urgency and the importance and benefits of effective wound management. Additionally, there's a need for access to a risk-based model of care that supports prevention, early intervention, and timely effective management. This model is crucial to improve patient outcomes and reduce the strain on healthcare systems. However, implementing such a model faces obstacles due to existing pressures on healthcare systems, including resources, constraints, workforce shortages, competing health priorities, and a model catering to downstream care based on treatment after the problem occurs, as you're well aware of. We also know that the social determinants of health, such as income, education, and access to healthcare, plays a critical role in wound prevention and management, influencing both the risk of wounds, the development, and the effectiveness of wound healing interventions. The social determinants of health are a real challenge within wound care. And certainly they contribute to the complexity of preventing and managing wounds. We also see that existing financial pressures on the healthcare systems further complicate the situation. With limited resources and high demand for healthcare services, it is very challenging to allocate sufficient attention and funding to wound care. The need for more specialized training and education for healthcare professionals in wound care, as well as the need for research and innovations in the field, adds to this complexity of these challenges. As a national organization, we acknowledge the reality of Canadian geography, which adds to that challenge. The population is spread out in urban, rural, and remote. There are 14 healthcare systems, all operating independently. We have two official languages, again, and multiple languages within Canada. So certainly, to put it mildly, making any kind of change in this environment is not easy. Overall, addressing these challenges requires us to ensure we are effectively reaching multiple audiences, using various means to raise awareness about the importance of wound care and advocate for policy changes and develop sustainable solutions that integrate wound care into a broader healthcare system effectively. It also necessitates recognizing and addressing the important impact of social determinants of health on wound care outcomes, ensuring that all patients have equitable care and equitable access to prevention and treatment.
Great, thank you. And how do you see the continued evolution of wound care within Canada?
Well, wound care within Canada is in an interesting position, an exciting position at the moment. I see that it will be dynamic and multifaceted, driven by several key initiatives and strategies led by Wounds Canada and joined by a coalition of many other organizations and agencies that share the same general mission. To ensure that wound care continues to advance and improve patient outcomes, I believe we need to focus on seven key areas. So advocacy for the priority in healthcare, advancing wound care as a priority. It's essential that we all continue to advocate for wound prevention and management to be recognized by the decision makers, the politicians, as a priority within our healthcare system. Also, the development of a risk-based model. The importance of early recognition and access to effective care is key. Building a risk-based model of care is crucial for supporting that early recognition and access to effective evidence-based wound management model. And then certainly within our healthcare system, we recognize the importance of continuous quality improvement, enhancing care standards to maintain the highest standards of wound care. Continuous quality improvement initiatives are necessary. This includes the regular evaluations of care practices and policy implementations of evidence-based guidelines, ongoing training and education for healthcare professionals and patients. And by fostering that culture of continuous improvement, we can certainly ensure that wound-related services are consistently effective and of high quality. And we can't underestimate the importance of increasing public awareness. We can never have enough public awareness. Raising that public awareness about wound prevention and care is vital. Educating that general public, we still have a long way to educate the public about skin health and wound management and the risk associated with wounds and the importance of early intervention and proper wound care practices is key. As well, I think as a community, we've spoken about this over and over again, the importance of data collection and its publications. In, you know, collecting and publishing data on wound care is essential for driving improvements and innovations. Comprehensive data on wound prevalence, treatment, outcomes, and costs can really inform the policymakers and support ongoing research and innovations. And recognizing the importance of the impact of social determinants of health in wound care is a big area, and continuing to support it with a more holistic approach. And last but not least, we are in an exciting era of technology and innovation advances. So certainly embracing those technological advancements and innovative solutions can further propel the evolution of wound care and support the adoption of many new technologies of telemedicine and other technologies that can continue to support us in improving wound healing outcomes. So by focusing on some of these areas, we can ensure the continued evolution of wound care in Canada in a positive direction. Through advocacy, risk-based models of care, continuous improvement, public awareness, data-driven strategies, recognitions of social determinants of health, and technological innovations, I think we can build a more effective and sustainable wound care system.
Thank you, Miriam, for highlighting wound care within Canada and providing insight as to how wounds are researched and managed within the country. Well, that's our podcast for today. We hope you gained some new perspectives from our wound care world. Be sure to visit the International Wound Journal at www.internationalwoundjournal.com and visit our social media channels. Add your comments and learnings. We want to hear from you. Most importantly, don't forget to read the many articles published in the IWJ, and please consider being an author. We love to receive manuscripts from every corner of our world. Thank you for being part of helping those suffering from wounds, and until next time, be safe.